You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There was this thing that Jeremy and I were talking about. It was some story. Somebody had written in, I don't know if it was to a doctor or whatever. They were asking if their child was normal because they were supposedly at the age where they should have been walking on their own. But this kid still just wanted to pull up and just stand, but just kind of refused to take a step. And the doctor wrote back and was like, no, your kid's fine. It could be another month or so. There's nothing, weird about it. But this mom was convinced that her child was taking way too long to walk. And it reminded me of the story. That's legendary in our family about my older brother David, and how when he was pretty young, I don't know, 3 maybe or something like that, he just never spoke. He didn't talk. He was the quietest kid.
He was taking it all in.
If you knew him today, you wouldn't even be able to imagine that. But he just never spoke. So my mom took him into the doctor's office, and with him, she brought David's older sister and my older sister, Deanne. And the doctor came in and said, what's wrong? And my mom started to explain. And every time the doctor would ask David a question, my sister Deanne would answer for him. She was just so gabby and talkative. Mm-hmm. She couldn't just sit there. She had to speak the whole time. And finally, exasperated, the doctor turned to my mother, this is a true story, and said, he's not talking because he can't get a word in.
I think I see the problem here.
That's the problem, is that Deanne won't shut up. So
he took the duct tape out, put it over her mouth, yes, and then asked your brother questions.
That story went down in history in my family, and sure enough, David was absolutely fine. It's just that he just wasn't supposed to talk because Deanne was the official talker in the family. So we got to thinking about this. Jeremy and I were talking about, for our listeners, what did it take your kid forever to learn? What was it that you thought they would never do? And we mean this in a lighthearted way. So
right, there's no mental issues or anything like that. It's just not clicking for them.
Right. Or you look back, they've totally got it now, but at the time you were like, are they ever going to learn how to blank?
Yeah.
You have one, don't you?
We're totally going through this right now because my daughter, who is 4, all of her friends know the days of the week and the months. And I think Reed knew these like at 2 or something, like boom, he got them real good. But no matter how many times we go over and over and over the days of the week and months, she can just not get it. It is not clicking, and it's October, November, December that is really throwing her off. And I can't tell you how many times during the day, just walking through the house when I'm with her, we'll just be saying October, November, December. October, November, December. Lila, October, November, December. And we'll say, hey, do the months. And she gets up to it. June, July, August, September, freezes. October, November, December.
I don't know why this is so funny to me, but it just is.
I'm like, those are the 3 greatest months of the year. It's Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. How are you not remembering these? And it's just not clicking for her. And I'm beginning to think there might be something wrong, but... It's like, I don't know how to really get through the memorization of those.
Perhaps she is just referencing her Latin, and she knows that October is for 8, November is for 9, and December is for the 10th month, and they're off by a couple. And she's like, that's not right.
I doubt that. No. October, and then there's just a blank stare, and you can see the little hamster running on the wheel in there, and you're like,
That is damn funny.
She's got nothing. She's like, I don't know. So, yeah, it's taken her forever to learn the months.
But you're going to be able to look back at that and laugh.
Sure.
And have a good time.
Unless this carries on until she's like 18, then I don't think we're going to be laughing about it at all.
So our question for Dom and Jeremy listeners this morning is, what did it take your kid forever to learn? We've got people on the phone. We also have some Facebook messages. This one from Eve. She says, my daughter was almost 8 before she could tie her shoes. We tried over and over, but she was almost defiant. She didn't want to learn.
That's funny.
That's Eve. So what do? You just let them run around, I guess, with their flapping around?
Velcro shoes. That's funny. On my Facebook, I posted this question this morning. What did it take your kids forever to learn? A majority of the comments are trying to tie their shoes.
Oh, yeah.
The kids are just not getting, what is it, the bunny ears and the bunny runs around the tree and then into the hole. And is that right? One lady said it took her kid like 2 years to learn how to ride a bike.
Well, you went through that with Reed.
I did for the longest time.
You said it wasn't until he started watching the neighbor kids ride that it clicked.
We took him over to a cul-de-sac and let him play with his friends, and his other friends were riding the bikes, and he walked over, got on a bike, and rode off. And we're like, what happened? We've been working with him for months.
Now, see, that is funny.
That is funny.
Let's get to the phones. We have people standing by. Here's Andrew. Hey, Andrew, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good, buddy.
Going great. What took forever?
It's still taking forever, but blowing their nose.
I am 100% with you on this. My little Lila as well will not blow her nose. She just had the flu and croup, and she just keeps sucking it up, and she won't blow her nose. We had to take her to the doctor and actually have the doctor tell her to start blowing her nose.
Andrew, how are you handling it?
Well, my wife looked up some tricks online. So I come home from work one day and I see the kids blowing cotton balls across the table with their nose. Blow out their nose. And I look at my wife and she goes, what? It's working. I said, yeah, look at all the boogers on the table.
I was going to say, I'm never coming to your house to eat.
That is a great call.
We'll eat outside.
Thank you. That's disgusting.
Andrew, have a great day. Thanks, buddy.
You guys too.
There's snot everywhere.
What is it about blowing? Is it because they're trying to get it out their mouth and nose at the same time? Like they can't
guess.
Grasp?
I don't know if it's scary to them or I don't know. But we do reference. We like remember what the doctor said. Blow your nose.
Oh man, here's Emily on the line. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning, boys.
So what can you add to this?
My son, when he was younger, couldn't say table. He would always say table. And it took him forever until he was like 6 years old. He always pronounced it with a V instead of a B.
Oh, Vable.
To this day,
table.
And
it's table.
It was always table instead of table. And to this day, we still catch him doing it. And he's almost 12.
We could do an entire show on the mispronunciations because we have fun on this show with Jeremy trying to say forward.
Ford and draft.
He cannot say forward.
Forward.
Yeah. It's like
Ford.
Daughter-in-law cannot. She's a grown-ass adult. She cannot say crayon. She cannot say the word. And if we just, that's a party trick now. We go over to the house and we're like, say crayons. Go on. Let me hear you.
Cron.
Cron. Emily, have a terrific day. Thank you.
You as well. Thanks.
Bye, Em.
All right. That's funny. Here's Myra. Hey, Myra. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what can you
our
add?
Our son could not rhyme when he was little. He needed to learn rhyming words. So we're always practicing, and one day I gave him bed. Give me a word that rhymes with bed. And he gave me that blank look that you're talking about, and I said, sits on your shoulders? And he goes, parrot! And I was looking for head.
What did he say?
He said Ted?
Parrot.
Oh, parrot. Your phone kind of. Parrot.
I wanted him to say head, and he goes, because the clue I gave him.
I thought you were going to say, like, shoe.
No,
yeah, we got it.
Now. We just didn't hear you.
Yeah, he's got a point. A parrot kind of sits up there.
Yes.
Wrong answer.
That's funny. Myra.
We love your show.
Oh, you're the best.
We love you back. Thank you for taking the time to
parrot.
Call us. A lot of people calling now with the words they couldn't pronounce. That's a different subject, actually. We're actually looking for a particular skill, like rhyming. If you think about it, it probably is a difficult concept at first to grasp.
Right.
I think.
Words that sound similar.
Like if you say, you know, give me something that rhymes with dog, they might say cat, because they're trying to like group the things or whatever.
Right.
Here's one on Facebook from Tanya. She goes, my son could not figure out even and odd numbers until he was practically in middle school. She says, I'm a scientist, and it frustrated the hell out of me. That's right. Do we have time for one more?
I'm looking
more
at them that are coming
phone.
In. Yeah, let's do one more.
Here's Christine. Good morning, Christine. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks.
So what do you got?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Okay. When my daughter was little, she didn't have any concept of time. So, like, everything she would talk about, whether it was, like, last night or, like, a week ago, it was always a year. She'd be like, oh, I did that a year ago. And I did, you know, yeah, it was so funny. And she kept that up till she was like, I don't even know how old. Yeah, everything was a year.
That's pretty darn funny.
Yeah, it was cute.
It's cute.
When was the last time you went potty? A year ago.
Oh, but I have one more. And then everything was like, she would say, that's really special. It was so cute.
It's really special.
Yeah. Adorable. Christine, I like the no concept of time. Yeah. Have a terrific day, all right?
Oh, okay.
Thank
Bye.
You.
You're special to us.